Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. You to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Somewhere along the way, we've been conditioned to believe that when we feel tired, when we feel overwhelmed, when the challenges seem insurmountable, we have only one option: to quit. But I'm here to tell you that this is one of the greatest lies ever told. The truth is, when you feel like quitting, what you really need is not to abandon your dreams, but to learn the art of resting. Now, let me ask you something. When was the last time you saw a farmer quit in the middle of planting season because he was tired? When was the last time you saw a mother abandon her child because parenting was exhausting? You haven't, because they understand something fundamental about life. Seasons change, energy fluctuates, but purpose remains constant. The challenge we face in today's world is that we've confused motion with progress, and we've confused rest with weakness. We live in a culture that glorifies the hustle, that celebrates the grind, that makes us believe that if we're not constantly moving, constantly doing, constantly pushing, then we're somehow failing. But this couldn't be further from the truth. Let me share with you a story about two woodcutters who were competing to see who could cut down the most trees in a day. The first woodcutter worked relentlessly from sunrise to sunset, never taking a break, never stopping to rest. The second woodcutter worked for 50 minutes, then rested for 10. At the end of the day, amazingly, the second woodcutter had cut down more trees than the first. When asked how this was possible, the second woodcutter replied, "While you were cutting trees, I was sharpening my axe." This is the power of rest. Rest is not the absence of work. Rest is the preparation for better work. Rest is not giving up, rest is gearing up. Rest is not surrender, rest is strategy. Think about the most successful people, you know, the ones who have built lasting businesses, the ones who have created meaningful relationships, the ones who have made significant contributions to society. Did they achieve their success by working themselves into the ground? Did they reach their goals by pushing through every obstacle without pause? Or did they understand the rhythm of achievement, the dance between effort and recovery, the wisdom of knowing when to press forward and when to step back? The greatest athletes in the world don't train every single day without rest. They understand that muscle growth happens during recovery, not during the workout. The strongest trees in the forest are not those that never bend in the wind, but those that learn to flex and sway, that know how to yield when necessary so they don't break when the storms come. Your dreams, your goals, your aspirations are not different. They require the same wisdom, the same understanding of natural rhythms, the same respect for the process of growth and development. But here's where most people go wrong. They confuse rest with resignation. They think that taking a break means giving up. That stepping back means stepping away permanently. They believe that if they're not constantly pushing, constantly striving, constantly grinding, then they're somehow betraying their dreams. This is a fundamental misunderstanding of how success actually works. Success is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And in a marathon, the runners who win are not those who start the fastest, but those who pace themselves wisely, who know when to conserve energy and when to expend it, who understand that crossing the finish line is more important than leading at any particular mile marker. When you learn to rest instead of quit, you're making a profound statement about your relationship with your goals. You're saying that your dreams are worth preserving, that your vision is worth protecting, that your future is worth fighting for. You're declaring that temporary setbacks don't define permanent outcomes, that current circumstances don't dictate future possibilities. Let me tell you about the seasons of success. Just as nature has its cycles, so does achievement. There are seasons of planting, when you're putting in the groundwork, laying the foundation, investing in your future. There are seasons of growth, when things are moving forward, when progress is visible, when momentum is building. There are seasons of harvest, when your efforts are paying off, when the results are flowing, when success is manifesting. But there are also seasons of rest, seasons of winter, when things appear dormant, when progress seems stagnant, when the fruits of your labor are not yet visible. This is not the time to quit. This is the time to rest, to regroup, to prepare for the next season of growth. The farmer doesn't dig up his seeds in winter because he can't see them growing. He trusts the process. He respects the seasons. He understands that what appears to be an activity on the surface is actually intense activity beneath the ground. The roots are growing. The foundation is strengthening. The preparation for spring is happening in ways that are not immediately visible. Your life, your career, your relationships, your personal development all follow these same natural rhythms. There will be times when everything is clicking, when doors are opening, when opportunities are flowing like a river. And there will be times when things slow down, when challenges mount, when progress seems elusive. The key is to recognize which season you're in and respond accordingly. In seasons of opportunity, you act with urgency and energy. In seasons of challenge, you act with patience and wisdom. In seasons of growth, you push forward with confidence. In seasons of apparent dormancy, you rest with purpose. But what does it mean to rest with purpose? It means understanding that rest is not passive, it's active preparation. When you rest with purpose, you're not just stopping, you're starting. You're not just taking a break from what you were doing, you're preparing for what you're going to do next. Purposeful rest involves reflection. It means taking time to evaluate where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. It means asking yourself the hard questions, what's working, what's not working? What do I need to change? What do I need to continue? What have I learned? What do I still need to learn? Purposeful rest involves renewal. It means taking care of your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It means recognizing that you are your most important asset. And like any valuable asset, you require maintenance and care. You can't pour from an empty cup and you can't give what you don't have. Purposeful rest involves planning. It means using your downtime to strategize, to set new goals, to adjust your approach, to prepare for the next phase of your journey. It means sharpening your axe, honing your skills, expanding your knowledge, building your network. Purposeful rest involves patience. It means trusting the process, believing in your vision, having faith that your efforts will eventually pay off. It means understanding that some of the most important work happens in the quiet moments, in the spaces between action and the pause before the next movement. Now, let me address something that's probably going through your mind right now. You might be thinking, but Jim, I can't afford to rest. I have bills to pay, deadlines to meet, people depending on me. I don't have the luxury of taking breaks. I understand this concern, and it's a valid one. But here's what I want you to consider. Can you afford not to rest? Can you afford to burn yourself out? Can you afford to make poor decisions because you're exhausted? Can you afford to damage your health, your relationships, your long-term potential, because you refuse to take care of yourself? The truth is, rest is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's not an optional extra, it's a fundamental requirement for sustained success. The question is not whether you can afford to rest, but whether you can afford not to. And here's another truth, you don't need permission to rest. You don't need ideal circumstances to rest. You don't need a perfect schedule to rest. You need wisdom to rest, courage to rest, and commitment to rest. Rest doesn't have to mean taking a month-long vacation or completely stopping all activity. Rest can be as simple as taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply, to think clearly, to reconnect with your purpose. Rest can be saying no to commitments that don't align with your goals. Rest can be delegating tasks that others can do so you can focus on what only you can do. Rest can be changing your environment, your routine, your mantra. The key is to be intentional about it, to recognize when you need to rest and to act on that recognition. To see rest not as a sign of weakness, but as a mark of wisdom. To understand that taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential. Let me share with you another story. There once was a man who inherited a beautiful garden from his grandfather. The garden was full of magnificent trees, vibrant flowers, and lush greenery. The man was so excited about his inheritance that he decided to tend to the garden every single day, watering it constantly, pruning it continuously, adding fertilizer daily. Within a few months, the garden began to wither. The constant attention, the overwatering, the excessive pruning had actually harmed the plants. They needed time to rest, to absorb nutrients, to grow naturally, The man's good intentions and relentless efforts had produced the opposite of what he wanted. This is what happens when we refuse to rest. Our constant action, our relentless pushing, our excessive effort can actually work against us. We become like that man, loving our goals so much that we smother them with activity. The garden taught the man a valuable lesson. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is nothing. Sometimes the best action is inaction. Sometimes the greatest wisdom is knowing when to step back and let things unfold naturally. This doesn't mean becoming passive or lazy. It means becoming strategic and wise. It means understanding that there's a difference between being busy and being productive, between working hard and working smart, between effort and effectiveness. When you learn to rest instead of quit, you develop what I call sustainable success habits. These are practices and principles that allow you to maintain high performance over the long term without burning out, breaking down, or giving up. The first sustainable success habit is rhythm. Just like music is rhythm, so does achievement. There's a time to play loud and a time to play soft, a time for fast tempo and a time for slow tempo. When you develop a healthy rhythm in your life, you can sustain your efforts much longer than if you try.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Try to maintain the same intensity all the time. The second sustainable success habit is perspective. When you're in the middle of a challenge, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. Rest gives you the opportunity to step back and see your situation from a broader viewpoint. What seems overwhelming up close often becomes manageable when viewed from a distance. The third sustainable success habit is renewal. Your body needs sleep, your mind needs peace, your spirit needs inspiration, your emotions need balance. Rest provides all of these. It's not just about physical rest, it's about holistic renewal of your entire being. The fourth sustainable success habit is recalibration. Sometimes you need to adjust your approach, modify your strategy, or change your tactics. Rest gives you the mental space to evaluate what's working and what's not, to make necessary adjustments before moving forward. The fifth sustainable success habit is resilience. The ability to bounce back from setbacks, to recover from failures, to persist through difficulties is largely dependent on your capacity to rest and recover. Resilience is not about being tough enough to push through everything. It's about being wise enough to know when to push and when to pause. Now, I want to talk about the difference between quitting and resting, because this distinction is crucial to your success. Quitting is permanent, resting is temporary. Quitting is giving up on your dreams. Resting is giving your dreams time to develop. Quitting is surrender. Resting is strategy. When you quit, you're saying, I can't do this. When you rest, you're saying, I can do this, but I need to approach it differently. When you quit, you're focused on the problem. When you rest, you're focused on the solution. Quitting is emotional. Resting is logical. Quitting is reactive. Resting is proactive. Quitting is driven by frustration. Resting is driven by wisdom. The person who quits sees obstacles as permanent roadblocks. The person who rests sees obstacles as temporary detours. The person who quits asks, why is this happening to me? The person who rests asks, what is this trying to teach me? Here's what I've learned in my years of studying success. The difference between those who achieve their dreams and those who don't is not talent, luck, or circumstances. It's their response to difficulty. It's their ability to rest when they're tired instead of quitting when they're discouraged. Every great achievement in history has involved periods of rest and recovery. Every successful business has gone through cycles of growth and consolidation. Every meaningful relationship has weathered seasons of challenge and renewal. Every personal transformation has included times of reflection and preparation. The problem is that we live in an instant gratification society that has conditioned us to expect immediate results. We want success now, achievement now, progress now. We've lost the art of patience, the virtue of persistence, the wisdom of waiting. But life doesn't work that way. Seeds don't become trees overnight. Businesses don't become profitable immediately. Skills don't develop instantly. Relationships don't deepen quickly. Character doesn't form rapidly. Everything worthwhile takes time, and time includes periods of rest. The key is to make sure that your rest is purposeful, that your pause is productive, that your break is building you up for what's coming next. Let me share with you some practical ways to rest without quitting. First, change your environment. Sometimes a simple change of scenery can provide the mental and emotional reset you need. Go to a different location, work from a different space, take a walk in nature, visit a place that inspires you. Second, change your routine. If you've been following the same schedule, the same patterns, the same habits for a long time, your mind and body may be craving variety. Try a different morning routine, take a different route to work, eat at a different restaurant, read a different type of book. Third, change your perspective. Talk to people who have achieved what you're trying to achieve. Read books about others who have overcome similar challenges. Study the lives of people who have turned setbacks into comebacks. Sometimes seeing your situation through someone else's eyes can provide the clarity and motivation you need. Fourth, change your focus. Instead of concentrating on what's not working, focus on what is working. Instead of dwelling on your problems, focus on your progress. Instead of thinking about how far you have to go, think about how far you've already come. Fifth, change your pace. If you've been going full speed ahead, slow down. If you've been moving too slowly, speed up. Sometimes the solution is not working harder or working less, but working differently. The greatest leaders throughout history have understood this principle. They've known when to charge ahead and when to hold back, when to act decisively and when to wait patiently, when to push forward and when to step back. Abraham Lincoln faced numerous political defeats before becoming president. Instead of quitting after each loss, he used those periods to study, to grow, to prepare for the next opportunity. His failures became his preparation for his greatest success. Thomas Edison failed thousands of times before inventing the light bulb, but he never saw these as failures. He saw them as learning experiences. Each unsuccessful attempt taught him something new, brought him closer to the solution, prepared him for the eventual breakthrough. The Wright brothers didn't succeed in their first attempt at flight. They went through years of experimentation, testing, and refinement. They understood that innovation requires iteration, that breakthrough requires patience, that success requires persistence. These individuals didn't quit when things got difficult. They rested, they regrouped, they learned, they adjusted, and they continued. They understood that temporary setbacks are not permanent defeats, that current circumstances don't determine future outcomes. This is the mindset you need to develop. This is the perspective you need to adopt. This is the approach you need to take if you want to achieve anything meaningful in your life. But let me be clear about something. Resting is not always easy. Sometimes your mind will tell you that you're wasting time, that you're falling behind, that you should be doing something productive. Sometimes other people will question your decision to slow down, to take a break, to step back from the hustle. This is where you need courage. The courage to trust your instincts, to listen to your body, to honor your need for rest and recovery. The courage to go against the cultural pressure to always be busy, always be productive, always be moving. Remember, what other people think about your journey is not your concern. What matters is what you think, what you know, what you feel in your heart and soul about what's right for you. You are the only one who truly knows what you need, when you need it, and how much you need. There will be times when rest feels like a luxury you can't afford. There will be moments when the pressure to keep going feels overwhelming. There will be situations when stopping seems like the worst possible option. These are precisely the times when rest is most needed and most beneficial. These are the moments when the wisdom to pause can make the difference between breakdown and breakthrough, between burnout and brilliance, between quitting and conquering. I want you to think about your life right now. Are you in a season of planting, growth, harvest, or rest? Are you pushing when you should be pausing? Are you forcing when you should be flowing? Are you fighting when you should be resting? Be honest with yourself. Listen to your body, your mind, your heart, your spirit. They will tell you what you need to know. They will guide you to the right decision, the right action, the right response. If you're tired, rest. If you're overwhelmed, step back. If you're confused, take time to think. If you're discouraged, find inspiration. If you're stuck, change your approach. But whatever you do, don't quit on your dreams. Your dreams are too important to abandon. Your vision is too valuable to discard. Your future is too bright to surrender. You are too capable, too talented, too gifted to give up on what you're meant to achieve. The world needs what you have to offer. The world needs your unique gifts, your special talents, your distinctive perspective. But the world can only benefit from what you have to give if you take care of yourself well enough to give it. This is why learning to rest instead of quit is not just a personal success strategy, it's a service to others. When you take care of yourself, you're better able to take care of those around you. When you honor your need for rest, you're modeling healthy behavior for your family, your friends, your colleagues. When you refuse to quit on your dreams, you're showing others that persistence is possible, that setbacks are not permanent, that success is available to those who are willing to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. As we come to the end of our time together today, I want to leave you with this thought. The next time you feel like quitting, remember that you have another option. You can rest, you can pause, you can step back, you can take a break, but you don't have to give up. Your dreams are waiting for you. Your goals are calling to you. Your future is beckoning you forward. But they're patient. They understand that sometimes you need to rest in order to continue the journey. So be kind to yourself. Be patient with the process. Be wise about your choices. Learn to rest when you need to rest, but never, ever quit on what matters most to you. The difference between those who achieve their dreams and those who don't is not talent, luck, or circumstances. It's the decision to rest instead of quit when the going gets tough. Make that decision today. Commit to that choice right now. Decide that no matter what challenges you face, no matter what obstacles you encounter, no matter how tired you get or how difficult things become, you will find a way to rest, to recover, to renew yourself, but you will never quit. Your future self will thank you for this decision. Your family will benefit from this choice. Your dreams will be grateful for this commitment. Remember, learn to rest, not quit. Rest when you must, but quit never. Your success depends on it, your happiness requires it, and your legacy demands it. The choice is yours, the power is within you. The time is now. Rest when you need to rest, but never, ever quit on the magnificent life that's waiting for you to claim it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.